I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Earlier today in my house, there was a bit of consternation. There was some yelling, some nervous pacing around. In a moment of pure happiness, which thankfully I managed to record. Here it is.
Darling, what just happened?
I just got tickets to see Fred again. And I'm so excited.
And you're quite breathless.
Yes. I don't know. Are you recording?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So yesterday found out that he landed in Wellington.
Uh-huh.
And then 30 minutes later, tickets went on sale for the Wellington gig.
Because you have been walking around the house nervously all the morning.
Yeah, I found out this morning that Benny's coming up to Auckland next week. And yeah, I got tickets. Now I need to figure out who's going to come with me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh my God.
I can't go, just in case you're wondering, because I will be working. It's on Wednesday. But the question does remain, who is this Fred? And why are people going crazy trying to get tickets to see him perform? Well, we decided the best person to answer that question would be RNZ's very own Maggie Tweedy.
So he's a 30-year-old UK DJ and a musician. He is really well known. He's huge in the world. If you haven't heard of him, you definitely would have this week because New Zealand's just gone nuts. So excited to have him here in the country. I actually spoke to Romy from the XX last year, Emil, who's great friends with Fred and has made many songs with him. And about 5 years ago, she said they began working together in songwriting and producing for other artists. And he's was writing for really big artists at that time, like Charlie XCX and producing with Ed Sheeran and Ellie Goulding. And then he made the switch to releasing music under his own pseudonym. And then since that time, he's become a superstar.
Lots of big stars going through that pathway now, eh? Writing for other more established musicians for a while, proving their chops as songwriters, and then sort of branching out and blossoming by themselves.
Absolutely. And it's a great way to do it. And I think having the courage to be able to decide that you've got the talent to do this and maybe the guts to pursue your own career, that is something that so many probably don't have. So the fact that Fred's been able to really make a name for himself is quite honourable, I think. And he won Producer of the Year at the Brit Awards in 2020. So he was starting to kind of make a name for himself then. But then in 2021, he became an international success overnight with the song We Lost Dancing in March of 2021. Have you heard it?
Yes, I have. It's a banger. It goes off. It's a vibe. All of the weirdly nebulous music language that you use to describe something that you like, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's euphoric. It's completely euphoric. And I think that's something that Fred again is so good at. He's a bit of a magpie. He mines conversations and samples them in his music. And that is what this song does so well. So he was basically having a conversation with this woman who is a fabulous musician, the Blessed Madonna. And he took that and sampled it and made it the kind of chorus for his song. Mm. He then built on it with verse. And it's one of the most evocative reminders of the pandemic. It really eclipsed that moment in time, that impact that COVID had on nightlife, music, and club culture. That one line, we lost dancing or we lost dancing, as she said, it's become a real unifier. And that song has 20 million views online.
Gee. 20 million, far out. Now, I mean, one of the interesting and perhaps perplexing to many people things about this is that, you know, he announced these gigs at the very last minute, these shows in Wellington and Auckland, and he has form in this area, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a really interesting point that you make, Emil. building the hype is something that everyone's trying to do in the music industry, and it's a really difficult thing to cut through and to make an impact when there is so much music being released. And kudos to Fred again and his team, because the mystery concept and the mystery concert as a concept is just such a great way to generate a buzz and intrigue around live music events. And keeping certain aspects hidden creates that real curiosity and kind of makes people do strange things, don't you think?
Yeah, well, because we played some audio of my partner getting tickets in the opening to this, and it was really funny because, you know, Shamina is 31 years old and yet was kind of like, and I say this with love in my heart, of course, like a child seeing fireworks on Guy Fawkes for the first time. You know, the level of excitement and sort of breathless anticipation. She had three different devices logged in to see if she could get tickets to it. It was really cool, actually. It was like, damn, this is super exciting for adults, which, you know, moments like that don't come up that often. Well, I was going to say after 30, but that sounds a bit depressing, doesn't it?
It does sound depressing. It does, and I don't believe you.
No, yeah.
And I think that, you know, other artists have definitely, you know, paved the way for ideas like this. Prince was, of course, a bit of a masterclass during his Hit and Run tours in 2014, where he would announce shows last minute in big cities with little to no warning. And then he kept that spontaneous element alive. Jack White is, of course, a musician who thrives off performing in intimate one-off venues and spaces, and it just really works. People feel like they've won a golden ticket.
It definitely feels, because it kind of feels to me like if you're a big artist, you go one of two ways. You either announce your gig like a year in advance, and, you know, it's like coming in 14 months time is generic big band here, or you do something really original and fresh like this, where maybe there isn't as long to build hype, but the short time period itself is like a hype machine. And I prefer that personally.
Yeah, because in the way that this was kind of trickled out to us was quite interesting. The team behind him decided that they would, you know, maybe he'll drop a little post on Instagram. I think he put a photo of Gandalf online and said, like, I can't wait to come to one of my next favorite places, ... And then Know Your Stuff, the New Zealand Drug Harm Organization, which is a free drug checking service, they put up a post in Wellington saying there's going to be a big show happening on Friday. Yeah. And we're going to be, you know, doing all of these tests for you in anticipation for it. And then, you know, like the whole process, just dribbling it out. And people just got into an absolute frenzy. Last night, I was getting videos sent to me from people spotting him out in Wellington. It was like we turned into paparazzi. It was unbelievable.
It's really, it's very modern music star or modern star, I suppose, in general, right? Like using social media. Social media is just this enormously powerful tool, maybe one that was previously taken up by record companies or PR and marketing agencies. But if you can skillfully use social media as a big celebrity and particularly a big musician, the sky's the limit.
Absolutely. And I think he did something quite surprising last night. He dropped into the Welsh Dragon Bar, which is a wonderful pub in Wellington. It's actually a converted public toilet, and it's literally sandwiched in the centre of the main thoroughfare at the end of Courtney Place. And he just dropped in there during pub quiz night and was ushered away after too many people were trying to get selfies. It was just a weird, interesting twist in the tale, but a very localised twist.
Yeah, yeah. Welsh Dragon's actually where Tim and producer Tim and I first met one another after I got this show, but that's another story. All right.
Is it?
Yes, maybe for another time. We should go out, it would be rude not to, with a track. What would you recommend, Maggie Tweedy, that we play?
I think we might go for Adam Act Like by Fred Again, which is a tune. And also one thing I should say, Emil, about him is that he does explain his process to you, which I think kind of democratizes his music in a way and kind of breaks down that inspiration. He says he made this tune from sampling an anime freestyle he saw on Instagram. And at one point it goes, "We act like it's all right when it's not." And then he took that as a direct cut, built a verse on it, and made the song in and around that. Here it is.
Turn out the lights so we forget this room. Tell me you're alright and we'll pretend it's true. Turn out the lights, cause I feel just like you. Tell me you're alright, and I'll tell you I'm alright. And we might make it through. Feel like blood, it's alright, and it's not, whoa. It's alright, and it's not, whoa.
I want you to see me, friend, I'm here.
Feel like blood, it's alright, and it's not, whoa. Feel like blood, it's alright, and it's not, whoa. Turn out the lights, so we forget this room. Tell me you're alright, and we'll pretend. Turn out the lights, cause I feel just like you. Tell me you're alright, and I'll tell you I'm alright. And we might make it through. Feel like life, it's alright, and it's not, whoa. Feel like life, it's alright, and it's not, whoa.
Adam Acts Like by Fred Again there, the choice of Maggie Tweedy, who will be back pretty soon with the mixtape.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.